It's a certain toughness inside of Tyson Fury. Don't ever, ever, ever miss me, Tyson. Everyone says he's all good, he's just that. But I know him personally. He's lived with me in my home, too. And he stayed with me. And I've trained Latimer. I've had them all together. He is maybe the toughest. Once he settles down on a solid training program, whichever way else, and really gets into it, it's just boxing, with his natural talent and his engaging personality and his physical size, he's going to be a big, big, big factor in boxing. I've always said that after Latimer, he's going to be the next dominant heavyweight. But there's one kid in America that no one speaks of, and that's Deontay Wilder. He was on the Olympic team. He lost it, the big kid. And I've had the fortune of, he's came and trained with me before, too. And he's a big kid. He's bigger than Latimer, too. But he's got good speed and power. And I think best talent is still going to be Tyson and Deontay Wilder. I feel
good. The late gold father from the Kronk Gym, Emmanuel Stewart, talking up Tyson Fury and, of course, Deontay Wilder. And, of course, last night they were the main event, no doubt about that. I mean, wow. All you can say is that it wasn't like skill versus skill. It was sort of like man versus man, mano v mano. They went 11 rounds, or they went into the 11th round. Tyson Fury would eventually win, but there were lots of knockdowns involved straight up. Let's bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant himself. Larry was a, it was like knockdown, drag down, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots there for a while.
Well, I think of it as an epic brawl. You know, it's the heavyweight championship fight of your dreams. And it was entertaining. It was revealing. And you never knew what was going to happen from second to second. The better man won.
The drama. I don't think I've had that much drama in a fight in a long time. I watch it in a sports bar with sailors and tourists down at the old, right next to the Hungry Eye, or take that back, what used to be the Hungry Eye on North Beach. And it was amazing watching that sports bar atmosphere. It was just unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
People cheering and oohing and aahing.
People going nuts. Non-boxing fans watching the screen going, ah, they were like blown away by it. And some, even the strippers.
Well, those two guys stripped themselves down to their cores, and they gave us a hell of a show.
Okay. You know, former boxer, when I saw the different strategy of Deontay Wilder to come out and try to jab to the body, but unfortunately his jabs weren't straight and he was countered this and that, so he sort of had to give that up real quick. And then he got tired real fast, Larry. I mean, Deontay was beyond tired, and I've always questioned his dedication as far as his training is concerned. Mark Breland said he didn't like to do bag work. He didn't like to do long running. He didn't like to do jump and rope. I mean, this and that. These are all fundamentals in conditioning for a boxer.
Well, he did pretty good for a guy who did all that bad stuff or didn't do. He laid it all out. But the man opposite him, Tyson Fury, just is a little too big and a little too savvy, and if I wore a hat, I would tip it to both of them.
Good way to put that. Tip it both to the challenger and the former champion. I mean, the champion and the former champion. Mr. Deontay Wilder, bronze medalist, of course, from 2004. Tyson Fury was very, very emotional post-fight. Let's check this out.
On behalf of boxing fans everywhere, thank you for giving us a trilogy worthy of boxing history. What are you and Deontay made of? Because there was 5 knockdowns, and this fight could have ended at any moment.
Well, like the great John Wayne said, I'm made of pig iron and steel, baby.
Walk me through what got you up twice after you had put him down.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I won this fight tonight again. I give him the glory, he gives me the victory. It made me legs strong. I was down a couple of times. I was hurt. Wilder's a strong puncher, and he's a tough man. I was hitting him with some big shots, and my Lord and Saviour rose me to my feet tonight to give him the glory.
Is there a level of respect now after sharing the ring for a total of 33 rounds?
You know, it was a great fight tonight. It was worthy of any trilogy in the history of the sport. You know, I'm not going to make any excuses. Wilder's a top fighter. He gave me a real run for me only tonight. And I always said, I'm the best in the world and he's the second best. You know, he's got no love for me, Deontay Wilder, because you know why? Because I beat him three times. And it's like, I'm a sportsman. I went over to him to show some love and respect, and he didn't want to give it back. So that's his problem. I'll pray for him so God will soften his heart. But you know what? I want to thank everybody in this building tonight who came out to show love for my sport, boxing. Thank you to every man, woman and child in the building tonight. Great fight. October 9th, 2021 will go down to history as a great fight, I hope, anyway.
It sure will, and that begs the question, what is next for the Gypsy King? You are the WBC champ.
I'm the WBC champ, Ring Magazine champion and lineal champion. You know what? I've got to say thank you to my trainer, Sugar Hill, because if it wasn't for Sugar, at America's own, Detroit's own, I wouldn't have got through that fight tonight. He told me, he said, get your jab working, big dog, and shoot that right hand down the middle. He said, only the big dogs pull it out late on in fights. And I said, yes, I got you. And I went out and pulled it out of the bag. So big shout out to me dad, me mum, me kids all watching. I know you've had your hearts in your mouth tonight, but don't ever doubt me. When the chips are down, I can always deliver.
Tyson Fury, yeah, when the chips are down, definitely he delivers. Because Godfather, I got to tell you, that once when he sort of wobbled and went down that time, when Tyson Fury went down, I said to myself, this is over now. I mean, I said it's over like four or five different times during that fight. That's what made it so dramatic.
Well, when you get five knockdowns in a heavyweight fight, you anticipate all the different scenarios. But I thought Wilder was tired from the middle rounds on.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. But he still has that pop. And even when even late in the fight when he threw that right hand, I mean, I thought that Tyson Fury was trying to pull a William Joppy. When Joppy told me, I'll stand right in front of Trinidad's right hand, when late in the fight he thought that, you know, maybe that Wilder's punch had a little less on it, but he still rocked him late in the fight. So Wilder, the puncher, was always in it until the end, but at the end of the night, you're right, the best guy won. And now, I guess they're going to talk a fourth fight, right, because the money's there.
I don't know. I think that if they're serious about Wilder, they'll let him take a fight or two against other elite heavyweights, and see if he can rebuild, and then go after Fury.
Yeah.
If they just come back, it's just showbiz. Yeah. How many fights do you need to have to be meaningful? I think three fights is a lot.
Okay. The dark horse in all of this was the mark. Oleg Usyk, that guy from Ukraine, the former cruiserweight champion, was thought to be a mark when he was brought in to fight Anthony Joshua. Of course, he schooled Joshua over 12 rounds. I guess they're going to dance that one again. But you know, Oleg Usyk, he's in these fights. Whether it's Fury, whether it's Wilder, whether it's Joshua, he's in these fights, and he may be technically the best of the four.
Well, I would say that Fury is almost secretly technical.
Okay.
He knows how to avoid a lot of punches. He knows the game. And there doesn't appear to be snap in his style, but given that he weighs what he weighs, which was almost 280 last night, I believe.
Like 300.
And that he's got a lot of pride. I get a lot of experience. He knows what he's doing in there.
You know, they had Larry Hazard judging the fight last night. Was it Larry Hazard Jr. or was it Larry Hazard, the guy that was on the commissioner during our tenure? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I have a hunch it was our Larry Hazard.
Because, you know, he became the New Jersey State Athletic Commissioner, but I thought he was the greatest, maybe pound for pound, the greatest referees mechanically of all time. And then when Tommy Morrison was getting beat up by Ray Mercer, I ran across the ring that day. I remember that because I had just seen a ring death like 2 months earlier. I ran from my ninth row seat, ran up to the ring and screamed at Larry Harris, "Larry, stop the fight! Larry, stop the fight!" Larry got up and finally got Tony Perez to stop that fight, but that Morrison, yeah, Larry Hazard, he's just a class act, but he, the best referee ever. Unfortunately, his referee career was cut short by the fact he wanted to run the New Jersey State Athletic Commission. Am I bubbling?
Well, I guess that's a worthy ambition to have, and it probably paid more money. So I'm not going to take anything away from him. I thought he had the fight about right last night when they showed the scorecard. And it looked like Tyson Fury was ahead by a couple of rounds after the 10th round. And the question that meant it was still a winnable fight for Wilder. Fury took care of that business.
Yeah. Speaking of Larry Hazard, how do you tell the difference between Larry Hazard Jr. and Sr.? Larry Hazard Sr. looks like Stan Laurel, and Larry Hazard Jr. looks like Oliver Hardy. That's the best way I could put it. I mean, it's just they're night and day from difference. So how's the godmama doing?
Well, we're all up and around and having some nice weather down here, and I've been taking longer walks up and down a big ramp that goes to the beach, and so forth. So I feel pretty good about how things are going. I'll know more specifically about what ails me and whether there is a way to attack it.
Okay.
In the next couple of weeks,
I may come down to L.A. next week and ask you to go to lunch because I'm thinking about going down to see the Rolling Stones.
Good on you.
All the best to you. Kiss the gods.
Where are they performing?
They're playing somewhere in L.A. Some stadium.
Okay.
Anyway, much love,
sounds
Godfather.
Like,
say hello to Godmama for me.
Okay, Pedro. Thanks for calling.
Man, I feel so privileged to have him on the show. You don't have no idea, folks. That is a retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Fame himself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.